David, whether you have a few weeks old puppy or a senior who's seen multiple decades, any dog person like me knows the most valuable thing in the world is spending time with your pet.
Yep.
The farmer's dog makes it easy to keep them healthy, which can give you more quality years with your lovely dog.
Yeah, well, I've heard Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. And, you know, that's what everyone's looking for. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced. It's made from human-grade ingredients, safe, clean kitchens. All that stuff matters.
Yeah. I mean, you love your dog. Why get the lousy food for your dog? Farmer's Dog is the best. Traditional dry and wet dog food options are extremely processed.
Sometimes
they use
dogs...
much lower quality. Yeah.
you put it in their bowl and they go, what is this kibble? And they knock it away. What is this canned goo?
Oh, yeah. I've had our dog, yeah, look at the bowl and then kind of crank its neck up and look at me. And it was like, really?
They go, really? Why don't you go first? You want a bite of this? Slop?
And it makes that sound.
Here you go, dog.
So Farmer's Dog isn't just higher quality food. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. It makes it easy to help your dog reach and stay at their ideal weight, David, and which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, David, from healthier coat and skin, better breath, if you want to kiss your dog, and even easier digestion and smaller and better poops.
Let's look at a clip. It doesn't matter if your dog's young or old, it's always the right time to invest in their health for more happy years with your dog. Get 50% off your first box at farmersdog.com/fly.
Let the Farmer's Dog know we sent you. Use your code or click podcast after you sign up for your first box.
And now for a word from our sponsors at Betterment. Let's talk about hustle culture. You know, the whole rise and grind, go big or go home thing. It's a lifestyle that may not be for you, but one that your money can handle thanks to Betterment. Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. How? Their automated technology optimizes your investments again and again. With Betterment, your money is taking ice baths at 5 a.m. while you get your well-deserved rest. Your money downs protein smoothies and automatically reinvests your dividends all before you head out the door. Your money's a workaholic, but you don't have to be because you've got Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Would you host it?
I would co-host it with you. Let's put our hat in the ring. We work cheap. You can tell by the set.
I think you don't get paid much, do you?
No, you don't get paid to host Saturday Night Live. You actually have to write Lauren a check. That'll be $1,300.
I take Bitcoin.
Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer Lopez. Do you have to say my name? I'm going to start with a joke just for fun.
Okay, let's do
this.
It.
Is just, this kills really hard, and it's a little politically incorrect in my act.
Perfect.
This is Barack Obama giving a little talk to fourth graders, teach them lessons. He uses nursery rhymes. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack looked at Jill, and Jill looked at Jack. And Jill said, I'd like to be a Jack too. So Jack and Jack came down the hill. It's a teachable moment. Michelle, there we go. It's a pretty good joke. It's a little edgy. These two progressives loved it.
It's too progressive. Oh, yeah. We have everyone represented.
We're not Republicans or Democrats. We're regressives. That's our new name.
We're regressives.
Yeah, we can't understand the news. We don't know what's going on. This is David reading like Wall Street Journal online. What is it? What's going on? I don't understand. Too many big words.
Put it in
rail. That's my best impression.
Yeah, I know. I was like, is that me?
I guess.
The idea was right. That is what I do.
Let's
I'm not
treat
a genius. But tell them about the new studio.
A secret genius, he says. Well, we should say that we're in a different location.
Yeah.
And normally we're spread around North America. Sometimes I'm in Winnipeg. You never know. But today we're at a literal bunker somewhere.
Undisclosed.
In Southern California.
Yeah.
And spent a couple shekels deep into the coin purse.
Yeah. The company that does the podcast is technically bankrupt. They're in Chapter 11,000.
They're bankrupt, but they're generous. And they passed the hat around the office. And so we got these for $39. at the dollar store.
So let me see. So Dana, we're in the studio.
Where's our camera?
I don't even know.
There's
I'm looking.
17.
I think this one's mine.
What one should we look at? If it's just me and David talking to our audience. That one in the middle? Below the frame? All right.
Is that the wide shot? And that's me.
Folks, come on.
I like this one better.
Come on, we could look over here. Look over there. This is all this is the cameras.
All right, before I get into I'll tell you about my breakfast first.
All right, here we are. We're starting take five. Hey, David, how was your breakfast over the weekend?
That's a great question. I got ambushed at breakfast, and this happens sometimes to everybody. I sit in the back of the restaurant facing the wall, and I'm reading the paper and physically eating. So a guy comes around, he goes, hey, I don't want to bug you. Fine, bug me. But that's what everyone starts with. They don't really mean to, but that's just...
I hate to bother you.
It kills me. Nothing I hate worse than bothering you. I go, it seems like it's going easily for you so far.
The thing I hate most is bothering you. Yeah. Well, it seems like you're doing something you hate.
And I know John you're Lovitz. Eating, and I'm literally eating, like four cup, not like I'm sitting. I'm literally eating, and I go, And he goes, if I could give you a pitch for... Is there any way I can pitch you a movie for 30 seconds? It's about a guy... Now, that was sort of rhetorical. It kind of ran over my yes or no.
Yeah, he's ahead of you.
You know what I mean? He goes, yeah, he's all amped
he's
up.
He's one step ahead of you.
So I sit there with my fork, and then this is how he starts it. Listen, by the way, I'm a good guy. I'm also a Leo. I happen to know you're a Leo. We're both Leos, so we're on pretty solid ground right now.
And you still have your fork up here with
food
on
it. Yeah, and I'm like this going, it's getting weaker.
You're frozen, you got your arm.
Because I have weak traps and clavicles, and I'm like this.
Yeah, so you're literally in pain going like this, listening to this.
Egg heavy, has chopped pepper on it, heavier.
Egg heavy, cannot listen to idiot anymore.
Can't figure out how long this will be going. It won't be 30 seconds for sure. So
go ahead.
So then he goes, so we're both Leos. I know that because I know.
Mm-hmm. They're the lions.
I'm a great guy. And then he starts, now as he's blistering, you know, he's like, blah, 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 pontificating through this stupid fucking, bloviating is the word I'm looking for. All I can think of is, this is how you start your foundation on a professional career with someone in acting.
Yeah.
Not I'm a great producer, not I've done this in this movie, not I'm a great writer. It's, we're both Leos. That's your foundation. And by the way, all I could think of was, I'm not a Leo. And so... I go, we're already fucked. Everything else doesn't matter now. I'm not, and I'm a Cancer, and I'm getting crabby because
and you're
I go,
cancer.
What are we doing now? This was your main credit, is that you're a Leo. No other credits were mentioned. And then at the end, I'm thinking, what if we're on a set? Do I want a good scriptwriter, or do I want a guy shutting down the set because Jupiter's in purple haze? Astrology. Do I want an astrologist on the set? Or do I want someone that's good at their job?
What happens? You beat them up?
Well, the thing is, you know this, Dana, that ever since SNL days, you can't read an idea for a script. You can't hear an idea for a movie. Because if you ever down the line do something like that, you could be sued. Because they go, oh, that was mine.
Yeah, you take it 6 years later. I had a rabbit in my script. Yeah. And then you're handcuffed and taken away.
Right.
Oh,
we're
going to
fix on Dana. What's going on?
Don't go too tight.
Yeah, let's pull back.
This
how about
is,
Cleveland?
Evan, the tight shot guy. He likes to crank down on guys who remember Kennedy versus Nixon, all right?
This thing's going to look like the Zapruder film. It's so blurry.
But, you know, the low social IQ of that guy, because I was once in the early days, I saw Bob Dylan on the streets of Manhattan. And I'm thinking I should go over there and, you know, talk to
I
Bob
should.
Dylan. You know? And then I thought, don't. You know, he's just Bob Dylan. You know, he doesn't look like he wants to be bothered. So I just went up there. Excuse me, Mr. Dylan. I'm your biggest fan.
Ugh.
He goes, how are you? I don't think you're really my biggest fan. I go, why do you sound like Norm MacDonald? And that was the weirdest thing. Years later, I met Norm. He's like talking like that. I go, you sound like Bob Dylan. Anyway. I guess we can cut that.
No, we're kidding. No, I like that one.
No, I can't. I actually did run into Springsteen at one point, jogging in the park. Like, boom! Watch out where you're going. I got my good cowboy boots on. I'm going to run around the reservoir.
He's running in
get
his cowboy boots.
Yeah, get him. Because I'm Bruce Springsteen. I grew up in New Jersey, but I know a cow when I see one. Can you do anything about that underbite? Why would I? It's my signature. Does your jaw hurt? All the fucking time.
wearing a bite plate 24/7. Not doing shit.
Why are we shitting on him?
I know, I like
Let's get to these Oscars.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Let's get to these self-congratulatory dandies.
Who cares about the next movie I'm shooting with Leo guy?
Wait a minute. You're shooting a movie with Theo Vaughn?
No, the guy at the fucking Leo that said he's Leo.
Oh, the Leo, the Theo, the wheel. I can't keep track of the stories.
Leo Vaughn. So the Oscars were last night. Highlights for me.
Oscars were not last night.
Oscars were the other night.
Oscars were 6 months ago, but we needed to contemplate.
Yeah.
We need to contemplate.
So I liked Ryan Gosling, Ken Song. I thought he was funny.
Yes.
I thought that was good.
Go ahead.
Spielberg getting laughs with cutaways. That was funny, right?
Yeah, that was good. Yep.
That's it.
There's a meme out now that apparently Putin watched some of the Oscars and he went nuts for I Am Ken.
No, he did.
He's literally kind of giggling it's an Instagram or something. Mm-hmm. I really was laughing at Ryan Gosling. He keeps singing I Am Ken. What does it mean? We know his name is Ken. It's so funny. It went on for a long time. But it was pretty funny. This message was brought to you by Vladimir Putin. I love Fly on the Wall.
Bloop ending.
He
brought Barbie into it when he went to the crowd.
Barbie. You know, they always say who wore it best. You know, the women come out and God bless them all. I don't judge.
Bless
Look at me.
Them.
Who wore it best? Last night it should have said, who wore it least? These are the skimpiest outfits I've ever seen. Bra, they put on bra, panty, sheer thing over and walk around. I mean, what's going on, women in the audience? Hey, peanut gallery. Chris?
We've run out of ideas on what to wear.
Did you think it was especially sort of less clothes on the red carpet or no?
Well, it's a trending thing right now where you wear see-through like lace number with underwear underneath it.
And so why do you think it is trending?
I like the trends.
That I don't know. Maybe.
Well, it's young people
and not
with
wearing
perfect
bras,
bodies.
That's another thing too. Have you noticed? Yeah.
I walked up behind one of those young ladies, Anita, and she had a 100% see-through with basically just
a
underpants. And I didn't know that was her. I didn't know who she was. But the front was fully see-through, so I didn't even look. But I saw a picture today, and I thought. But, you know, I did see, I went out after, and I went by a party, and I saw, I would say the women all look gorgeous. I noticed that. And I wouldn't say there's plastic surgery. I would say that with makeup and slick back hair and things, there was a lot I didn't know who they were at first glance. I'd have to. Someone said, that's blah, blah, and I go, oh. I even saw Kim K when I was going to get my drink, and I said hi, and then I said, oh, okay, that's her. Because I couldn't, right off the bat, tell everybody who they were. I'm saying again, not that they're like plastics. It's just, they look different, they make their makeup different, and it takes you a second. Everyone looked great, though.
Everyone looked great. Oh, I think having Al Pacino, you have an 83-year-old man who's going to announce the last award, and there's an open bar. It's a shark go in the water, cage go in the water. No, I love Al Pacino. He just should have done the whole thing. If he had just picked up the envelope and screamed, say hello to my little friend, he would have brought down the house.
Oh, my God. Why doesn't he do that?
If I was there, I would have said, Al, just say hello to my little friend. Did you know that he's dating a very young woman? I guess they had a baby. And courtship was him showing her his movie. So he showed her Scarface, and that's when she fell in love with him.
Yeah. Shit, I would too. That's a good, I would say that. Yeah, I wouldn't open with that one. Oh, he's got Godfather too.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. You can follow it.
What else did I like?
What about when Al Pacino comes on and he goes, and now's the time, Oppenheimer! Everyone goes, what's going on? he jumped the gun a hair. Did you see that?
I know. He says, I'm seeing Oppenheimer. Like it was a crystal ball. I'm seeing Oppenheimer. So we were like, is this a joke? What's going on? Paul McCartney did a little Instagram congratulating Oppenheimer.
What did it go like? What was it like?
What do you mean? What are you expecting?
If you had to imagine.
Oppenheimer
You know, it's a great film. It's about a big bomb, you know. And they're up in the desert. They're like, how do we make it? Maybe put it here, put there. We don't know. Pretty soon, they thought, it could be a big one. It could be a big one. So they put it on a big wooden thing. And they're like 10 feet away. They said, we better get back. Could be even bigger. And they went dunga dunga. And this big old mushroom cloud. But it's not full of mushrooms like the term your mom used to make you. It's an atomic bomb. If I'm bombing in this room, I'm bombing up there.
That was all on one Instagram meme.
It was one Instagram. Well, Putin and he were, you know, they were FaceTiming during the Oscars. But anyway.
Well, I will say that I didn't catch 1,000%.
Why is Evan on my shot for 20 minutes?
Because he's baffled.
What are you trying to do? Take me back to 60? Where should I look?
He puts you back. He's like 55.
What, 50, you want me here? You 40. Want me there? Am I, okay. All right. Well, on a serious note, what did you like about the Oscars?
Well, I didn't know all of it. I didn't see all of it. I just...
This is our Oscar edition.
I did run into Justin. I saw Jason Bateman, but J.J. Abrams says, say hi to you. And
we're very good friends.
Yes, he was very...
I have celebrity friends.
Very nice. You know, without... It sounds like name dropping, but honestly, you go to those parties and there's literally... almost no plus one. So when you go in, every person you turn to, you would know from something. So it's just a matter of, I only stayed an hour at one and an hour at the other because it was too much overload. It's like, deesh. So some of the fun ones, I'm trying to think of what would be fun to tell. There's not that many exciting things that happen other than, you know, you have to walk in as a solo. This is really the point. When you don't have plus one,
yeah,
you have to latch.
Are you talking about Vanity Fair?
Vanity Fair is the first one.
Oh, the big one.
Yep. And then there was an after party at Guy Who's Serious. So an after party for me, God, that fucking time change helped me. Because that was, you got a free hour. It was a little earlier than it was in a reel. You
That's
know what I'm
funny.
Saying?
Yeah, do you write that down on a notepad? You know, good time to go to parties.
Oh my God, it just fell into place. It's like New Year's Eve. When am I going to stay up till that late? So the first one, I stayed in only an hour, but I ran into Jason Bateman as the first person I saw. Now, that's just a crapshoot. Who are you going to see right when you walk in? And then there was a little gaggle of dudes that came and just talked. And then I saw, they said Sharon Stone was there. I went looking for her because she just did Fly on the Wall.
Yo, no. And yeah, yeah. Up. SNS?
When is Sharon Stone on?
SNS is on.
It'll be already on? Oh, it's week after. Okay, she's coming up, and I wanted to say hi to her. But mostly, I saw some of these skimpy outfits, like they were saying, and people would explain who that person was. And goddamn, anybody... Oh, I saw Robert Kraft, and I asked him about the big trade with Mac Jones, right? That's a sports story.
Yeah.
He runs the Patriots. So that was sort of off the beaten path
off the
of
beaten
normal
path
people you see. The second party, you know what's funny is being at a party where everyone's pretty well known and you walk by Travis and Taylor and how it's really...
There's an aura, like there's a literal sound.
It's the only place where people weren't flipping the fuck out.
Did that happen?
That did happen. They were at Guy Who's Serious. Look at, here's me and Taylor Swift when...
This is last night?
Did I tell you this? No, this is weeks ago. Now,
you look different.
One time,
you look great.
I went to this Grammy party, and they seat you wherever, and then they and then she was sat next to me, and then she was more newer on the scene, and she had done Ellen, and Ellen said, "Go take
are
pictures."
Are the sunglasses throwing you off? Because I have the glasses. Okay,
he's quitting camera work. He's just quitting, and he's packing up.
The camera is rebelling against face. The camera is just shutting itself off. Will not.
The
it's camera an AI
said,
camera.
"I'm out.
I will not. Too old. Too much stuff to think about. I am cutting myself off."
You literally took off your whole close up and started over.
Yeah, he's starting over with a special lens smeared in mayonnaise.
We're gonna shoot it through a shower curtain.
Do you know that I was invited to the Vanity Fair party?
Oh, there's another one.
Oh, there they are.
First ever to do duck lips. I'm saying it.
I used to always do duck lips
always.
In SNL old days.
I did it because
it was awkward. Didn't know what to say.
Your hand on her back?
I didn't mean to. I was just trying to take the picture. But she was going around taking pictures, and I would say, like, that's like Dave Grohl. Go take a picture with her, because she was newer. And she was very nice. And she, that was like, mm-hmm. there was a whole table there, but you can only see us. But I was remembered, oh yeah, I did meet Taylor Swift in the old days.
At that point, I remember you told me you met her and she only knew one chord in the guitar. That's how young she was, but she got really good. That was a joke. You know what? I was invited to the Vanity Fair party 20 years in a row with the white envelope, everything. And I never answered and I never went. And then I was down here once. And I go, well, maybe I'll go this year. Right. No invite.
Oh, the one time.
I swear to God. 20 years in a row.
Would you have gone when the Oscars were last week?
When I went to the Oscars with Mike Myers, invited me. We did Wayne's World.
Yeah.
We're there with all the really cool people, Mike stuff. You go, you going to the Vanity Fair party? And my wife and I had to go, we don't have an invite. And they go, you don't? No. And so I was going to go there and go, I don't really have an invite. And have some guy like, sorry, got to move along.
No, you should go. I mean, I think you could have gone last night, but they also.
As a plus one.
People say like, oh, I'm. No, you could have gotten in if you would have just asked. They say, oh, I remember someone complaining. I was in this movie. And I didn't even get invited to the Oscars, and the movie was nominated. But I have to say, it's so tight in that room. They have to have really just the stars and the producers and the director. Right? There's too many people and too many movies. Now, the parties would probably be a safer bet to get into, you know? It just turned into a blast. I mean, last night was fun. I didn't talk to Kelsey, even though we did have Jason on. I could not walk up to them, even though they're just hanging out because it felt too thirsty.
You could have. The only way you could have is that you just interviewed Jason.
Yeah.
And she could have go, he had some kind of weird things to say about you. We trimmed him. Just want to let you know he's got a couple younger
brother
issues.
Yeah, what's up with you guys? Why do you hate each other? And maybe I'm speaking. I mean,
you know, my nightmare is your dream. Like, for me to go and have 3,000 small talk conversations, if it's an intimate party with like six people, but when it's just, what's up? How you doing? Working? Good. Good, good.
Were you there? That's what I said.
Yeah. David Spade, you still doing that podcast with the church lady guy?
Hey, good job. No,
you guys
are
kind of funny.
Most of it's that, but if you find someone you know, then it's funnier. The second party, I was in the kitchen eating, shockingly, with four people. So that was just fun. Us four laughing. And
that's perfect.
And, you know, the thing about, like, these two, like, Travis and whoever, everybody,
Kelsey.
Anybody there is always hard to walk up to people that are already talking because people do it to me. You're in something, and people just grab you, and I feel it's rude. So unless someone's just floating by, it's hard to walk up and interrupt unless it's someone I really, really know well. You know what I mean?
Well, yes, of course. I would. Your social IQ is, you got it.
Through the roof.
You can feel the radar. You can feel the radar. You're a stand-up. You can feel when the crowd is turning on you, which, no offense, but happens on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And you know how to, that was a joke.
I know, I looked right at the camera.
He kills. I just feel like, if I went there, I would fake I was in a lot of movies. Oh yeah, I was in Oppenheimer right before, I was the guy with the binoculars. Mm-hmm. Anatomy of Fall, you got it. I was the carpenter near the dumpster. So you just say your movies and no one can really know. Barbie, I was driver number three in the yellow car, you know.
You saw
me right behind Margot Robbie, right? When she was going into the bank.
You can just say I was like Barbie's first one night stand. My whole thing got cut, but I shot for 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't test well.
My sister had a Barbie doll and that got passed around by the brothers.
Jimmy said, oh, Barbie, no one wants a Barbie doll anymore. Remember he said it in his monologue? I was like,
Jimmy.
He had a couple cutting jokes.
He was kind of edging out
there.
Yeah,
I like some of that.
Hopefully he's got at least 150 tucked, and maybe he's 2 years out the door. He always says he's
doing just fine.
Because I get it. Yeah, I always follow the money. Ryan Gosling was so relaxed. He has $300 million net, and he's a movie star for 20 years.
Yeah, I'd be laying down all the time.
It felt like it was nothing to him, you know.
True Green is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. Now, you're out there, you have acres and acres, hundreds of acres. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest.
No.
Weed control, which you hate, fertilization, aeration.
Huh? Can't stand it.
Among others. They'll do all of that, so you can do literally anything else. Dana's out there like Yellowstone. You have better things to do in your free time. I know you do. You don't want to focus on lawn care.
True green is too good to be true, is what I'm saying. But it is true. Right, David? Because you're going to have more time to do things that you want to focus on.
All the hard work, and it gets you to a great lawn. That's what you want. You take care of everything else you got to do in your life. You're very busy. Let True Green take care of this one thing. Get it off your plate.
You know what? I do have some space. I want to put some grass down. I might. I'll call you later, True Green.
Talk to True Green. Where can listeners purchase or learn more? You go to truegreen.com. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people, guaranteed.
You can trust True Green to give you the best lawn because they are the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour.
Whoa.
They offer a satisfaction guaranteed, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. That is such a cool thing.
Good job, True Green. You're nailing it.
Hmm.
I had to learn.
Hey, ¿qué pasa?
Oh, hey. Hey,
¿qué pasa?
Is that what they say when you walk into sushi?
I think that's what's happening in Spanish. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? David Ospero.
I had a difficulty learning German in high school. It's a very tough language. I did it through textbooks and a teacher. I would have rather had Rosetta Stone.
You know, you not being able to learn German is very, very interesting.
But stupid.
But stupid.
Now, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. We know this. Available on desktop as an app. Truly immerses you in the language you want to learn.
Yeah, this is planning a trip to Italy. And I think Rosetta Stone is my ticket to speak a better language.
Hey,
I want a pizza pie. But I'll be saying it in Italian. Hey, I want a pizza pie. Sounds like
that's better
English, but it's still, that was
they
Italian.
Say, do you want to sound perfectly fluent or do you want to sound like Ratatouille?
Honestly, trusted experts for 30 years, David, with millions of users and 25 languages offered. You want to hear some?
Yeah, the
Spanish,
big ones.
Spanish, French, Italiano, Sturman, Korean, Chinese, Javanese,
careful,
Dutch, Arabic, Polish.
Fast language acquisitions, Rosetta Stone.
Should I read that straight?
It immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and you think in the language, Dana. That's the hard part.
No, I do like their process. The intuitive process picks up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention, David, because we all took Spanish in high school, and all we can say is donde está la biblioteca.
Yeah.
I can find a library, but nothing else. Rosetta Stone is a game changer.
It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. We said the desktop, the app options, audio companion. You can do it offline. It's amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages. For any and all trips and language needs in life, that's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. That is a steal. I'll say that in English, a steal.
Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Fly on the Wall listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
Visit rosettastone.com/fly. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/fly today. Would you host it?
I would co-host it with you. Let's put our hat in the ring. We work cheap. You can tell by the set.
I think you don't get paid much to do it anyway.
No, you don't get paid to host Saturday Night Live. You actually have to write Lorne a check. That'll be $1,300.
I take Bitcoin.
Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer Lopez. Do you have to say my name? Where are
my
you
whole
putting
name?
The check?
Okay, let's move on to...
is our Oscar chunk.
Well, I want to thank people on YouTube. I read all the comments and very positive about Superfly so far. And if they're negative, easily blocked, but... So far, it's been very positive.
Yeah, I know. I've never read a comment about anything. I get information from you because I'm too sensitive. And if I saw a negative comment, I would crawl up in a ball and start sobbing. So I avoid
comments. I do get angry about it. And people say it doesn't affect you, but it does. I did want to talk. We're going to do some headlines. But without being political, that State of the Union was last week, right?
Okay. I'm saying we're not going to be political. Yes, State of the Union. Yes.
I did think it was funny that Joe Biden, the president, is that his name?
Joe Biden.
He just came out of that cannon. I mean, he popped out of the toaster. He was, I just want whatever he was having because I get tired in the afternoon and jack me up, jacked and juiced and ready to go. Mm-hmm. I thought he'd be running around that chamber going, parkour, parkour. Just like bouncing off the wall.
Well, you know what? I don't know what they gave him or whether it was just a lot of rest and some protein.
Maybe just some.
But maybe backstage OJ. There was an assistant going, Mr. President, this is for you. Oh, what is it? We call it a State of the Union. Oh, sure. Take a State of the Union before I do a State of the Union. Oh, sir.
They put it in a biscuit like a dog.
And then 3 minutes later, and I'll get in my breath.
Fuck. Because normally.
Fuck you all, cut. They actually cut the State of the Union because he's like the old man on the lawn.
He's still there.
Fuck
screaming.
You. They yeah. cut it, and then I guess, what's her name? Mary Taylor Greene. What's the girl?
One who was Marjorie?
In the Indy 500 with the red.
Yeah, she looked like NASCAR.
She was my favorite. It's a freak show. The Republic's ending soon. So anyway, save your money. Or Bitcoin, I guess.
At the beginning, on his regular speeches, they usually have a guy walk out and go, let's get ready to mumble. And then he comes out. But on this one, he's like, he was all jacked up. He's like, and I'm also hornier than a three-peckered billy goat. My dick's harder than Chinese arithmetic. And everyone's like, okay, well, let's just stick to the cards. And he goes, I just got to say, I haven't felt like this in a while. And I'm like, give me some. No, bust it out. Break flip.
Can I get another State of the Union? Here you go.
He's microdosing.
Was he? What do you think?
He's microdosing.
What do we really think it was? I heard Ritalin is a... alleged possibility.
I don't know if it's Ritalin. Please send your letters elsewhere. But Ritalin would give someone a little pop.
A little pop. Really have a little Ritalin with a silverback monkey up with a twist and a little daiquiri no-no.
But the problem was the next day he was yelling and it was very awkward.
Oh, still going?
Yeah, he was at... he was at a Baskin Robbins ice cream store. I have a smoker on fudge! Excuse me, sir, you don't have to yell. The State of the Union hasn't worn off.
And he's shadow boxing.
He spits it
Come
out.
On, Jake Paul, I'm next.
I'll beat the hell out of you. Come on, Jack. I'll beat you and your whole family. I'll beat the shit. I don't know. Look, it's a freak show. Let's just say it. We have an election coming up.
He breaks a stir stick. You like that shit? It's more where that came from. Hustle.
I'll cut a bitch. And that was to Jill.
He takes,
Jill's like, show, slow
takes
down.
Takes the broken little wooden stick, and he said he'll cut a bitch with that, the stirrer.
Yeah. I'll cut a bitch.
Huh? You like that shit?
Let's get him backstage. Get him backstage. Did I do this before? Because it made me happy when I found out, you saw Nicolas Cage at the Oscars.
Hey.
That they lease Nicolas Cage. They pay him to come backstage when Biden gives a speech, and he sort of like calms down. He's like an anxiety person. Because when Biden's out there and the people are backstage, they go, he's going off script. He's going off the prompter. He's going off the prompter. And then Nicolas Cage knows at that moment to calm the staff down and goes, why, God, why? And that has lowered the anxiety of the staff.
It feels like it's working. Someone said, did you hear this? I like he looks over there.
What?
Talk about, well, it was back on the Oscars, but weren't you stuck between Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga? You told me there was a little like hand stuff going back and forth with them.
Oh yeah. What well, happened? I had a view when they were doing the in the sky la 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 when they're singing the song.
Shallows.
In the shallows, right. La la la. Because of exactly where I was sitting, I could see right under the piano. And there was just a little some loose hands under there. Some in the shallow, in the shallow.
Or is this a few Oscars ago?
This is pre-pandemic, 2018, if you must know. It was during the movie...
Shallow.
No, the movie they made.
Star is
Born. Yeah, A Star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no... what was the movie he just did, Bradley Cooper? He didn't
Maestro.
He didn't win shit. I didn't say it because I say it wrong.
I thought he was amazing in Maestro, but, you know, what are you going to do? Paul Giamatti was extraordinary. He's a friend of the podcast. We interviewed him.
Paul, okay, here's what I heard, and this was on something that Giamatti, who we had on here, is wore, you would know this, the holdovers, wore contacts to give him a lazy eye. And then Nicolas Cage goes, I would have done that.
Yes.
Is that something real?
Yes. Yeah, you can wear a contact that just looks like a lazy eye. Just put your eyeball down here. It's like a just like wearing a...
Wow, I don't know if I could do that. That would weird me out too much.
Look, you know, it's for their art.
I go, that would weird me out. Meanwhile, I'll be getting full plastic surgery in a week. That doesn't scare me.
I had a little eye tuck over the weekend, hence the shades. I had a little eye tuck, so I just wear these for a couple of days.
You know what I like? Is when you go up to people at the Vanity Fair party and they go, and the first compliment is, do you sleep on your face? And I go, why? They go, you look like a pound puppy. I go, what's that? And they go, don't Google it. Anyway, house trips.
And that was Lady Gaga.
You know how puppies are?
House trips. So, Chris, why don't you tell us what's going on?
Oh, yeah. Well, is there?
Everybody's face is different.
Give us some trends.
There's a lot of fillers, I think, going on and fat injections. Like Ryan Gosling, handsome, but there's something.
Shut.
Or he's gained weight. I don't think he has gained weight, but there's a lot of.
He goes, I gain a lot of my weight in my cheeks.
In my face, exactly.
Yeah, I got a six pack, but up around these cheeks,
oh
I got a cheek
God.
Belly.
And if then, he's trying to be better looking, I give up.
So they're either filling or they're taking fat out. Like it's called buccal fat removal. Have you heard about that?
Wait, on the inside of your cheek?
They go into your mouth and remove. So that's, you get hollow.
So you want
a lot of women are doing that. Well, men are doing it too. So you get that look.
I went from horrified to booking an appointment.
Yeah, I would. I would never do that.
Do you think we can get a double discount if we go in together?
Why don't we go in and try to literally look exactly like the same person?
They go. Did I tell you? I told you, Dana. I went to the airport in Santa Rosa, and I was where you did your special. And it was a great gig. And did I already tell you this? And when I walked through, the guy was like staring off into space and I didn't take my shoes off. Did this remind you of a text? Everything okay?
Oh, no. I was just, hold on. I'm just going to.
Okay.
Yeah. No, David's fine. I'll tell him his mom called. All right. Okay.
That was my mom?
Never mind.
Mom calling to say you've told this story? So I go through and the deputy dog guy's like this. He's not even looking at me. And he goes, all right, next. And it was the tiniest airport. He goes, take your shoes off. And I go, oh, I think I'm in TSA. I don't know. And he goes, well, are you over the age? And I go, am I what? And he goes, are you over the age of 75? And I said, are you out of your fucking mind? You didn't just say that. And then everyone else like, because everyone else is nice to me. They get it. And this guy, I go, no, I'm not. And he goes, then you got to take them off. Are you fucking...
Take what off?
My shoes.
Just his shoes? I thought he was taking your underpants off.
No, he said, then take off that old mask. And I go, no, this is my face, but I'm not... He literally said, are you over 75?
Hey, I got carded.
Get fucked.
I got carded last week at Rite Aid buying a beer.
I can't believe I told that story because it's sickening. I guess we'll show
that's
a few.
It's funny.
Do you want to look? What are we going to look at? Some stories, headlines?
Yeah, we better get to something.
Yeah, we're fucking. We got a whole ass.
Brown, I'd call him 2 days ago.
Okay, we'll do a couple, then we'll do it because we don't. We already have a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I do mean shit. What is this? Oh, this is so dumb. I thought this was cute. It's a witch bee, Dana, and it carries sticks around. But it looks like a. They call it a witch. It looks like a broomstick. Isn't that cool?
Well,
he flies around. I'll take it, my pretty.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I'm kidding. It's just a stick.
I'll
I just
get
fly
you,
around.
My little pretty. And your little David Spade, too.
I have a lot of bee bits. Oh, the beekeeper. I have a lot of bee bits.
Jason Statham is the beekeeper. Just a quick one.
Are you a witch bee? First of all, he has a lot on his mind. You have to do the setup. We've got a lot of witch bees, but I'll be keeping them all. I don't discriminate. It goes nowhere. All right, next.
Oh, I'm Jason Statham. I do like that. I think
it's kind of cute,
I think,
right?
It's just cool. I don't
in
know.
Fucking cute news. All right, no rush. As the fucking bit is bombing a miserable death.
Jeez, we're bombing in our own room. What are we doing out there?
What is this trend? I did this. My dumb
magic
story.
Toothbrush. Okay.
Oh, girls, I saw this last night. I complimented someone on their freckles, and they go, "Oh, it's makeup." I didn't even know people are putting fake freckles on as makeup.
Well, they're tattooing freckles. freckles on their face too.
They're doing that too.
Oh, like full tattoos where they stay?
Yeah.
Lord love a duck.
God.
Oh, I am over 70
bucks. We could be doing so much more. You're 72. Don't worry about
it. I just don't know if freckles are that fucking great. I mean,
I like them, but not
like we go back to me and Taylor Swift. That's the only thing.
Do you have any freckles anywhere?
I have freckles. Yeah.
You have a lot of tattoos, Heather. How many roughly? 53. Okay. That was higher than I thought.
Was, 53 tattoos.
You heard her right.
Revealed.
Okay. Let me see. This one I thought was interesting.
What is this?
A girl, Mooch Oblige, is the funny headline. She started by holding a cardboard sign that says, I need a husband. And of course, she's attractive, so guys would like apply. Didn't work, but she got some money out of it. So now she just does stuff, fly me to Miami, buy me a purse. She hangs out in front of Tiffany's as an experiment. She says, hey, buy me a purse. Are you rich? And the guy immediately puffs up and goes, I do pretty good. Buy me a Chanel bag. And they fucking do. And so she's gotten videos of her. Guys just buy her hotel rooms, Chanel bag. I mean, this is sort of an underground hybrid hooker thing that's going on in LA anyway. But, and it's really rampant and it's not talked about. But we
is
talk
it called
about the
hybrid
heart issues.
Hooker?
It's something. It's not really, but it's.
Why didn't she just go on OnlyFans and make a billion in her bedroom?
This is probably easier because she says she doesn't hook up with anyone. Okay. But I feel like she's just clowning dudes and they go along with it. So there's really, it's a victimless crime. It's just embarrassing across the board.
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure.
The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
More than just coworkers, the owners and bud tenders in High Hopes are one dope family.
You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud.
All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. Looking to save on delivery? Dash Bash from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership with DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, grocery from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. DashPass pays for itself in two orders on average. Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Larry Bubbles Brown, famous comedian.
He's going to call you and you're going to go over a red.
Red that he wrote.
Okay.
Yeah.
We go live.
Criminy. Everybody's listening to you. This is Larry Bubbles Brown, everybody. Yay.
Hey.
How are
Hello.
You?
Good.
So
you're on the air.
Criminy. What is your question, sir? Well, Criminy is from Dennis Miller.
Criminy,
right?
Carvey.
Yes. We either, every time I talk with you, we either wind up talking like Dennis Miller or John Wayne.
Christ's sakes. Okay. Coming
is that
in
John
on
Wayne?
Cell phone heavy. This is John. Dennis. Well, we love John Wayne because he's never afraid, and we're so afraid of life, right?
Yeah, so he's the opposite of us.
Yeah, because there's a movie where he goes, take down the submarine, Pappy. No, Duke, I can't take it down. We're all going to die. I said take her down.
I miss those kind of
guys.
No
fear.
No fear. All right, here's a few.
He sounds better on the phone than we do in the real podcast, by the way.
Well, thank you, Tim Cook.
Go ahead.
This is Red Redneckies, as written by, and also Chris, who our friend Chris Reels has one too. Red Rednecky, as written by Larry Bowles Brown. I'll do the best I can, Larry. I'll do the one at a time. I'm Red Redneckie, the redneck comedian. My therapist said I was passive aggressive. So on the way out, I keyed a car. Come and get some.
On the way out. He laughs at it. He's like, not bad writing.
Here's a good one. I'm Red Redneckie, the redneck comedian. Took up golf, shot 67. Did much better on the second hole. Come and get some. Okay. David liked the golf.
Red Redneckie is all over the place. He's playing golf.
Red Redneck, he's a red, I'm the redneck comedian. Mama gave me a book on ADD. Couldn't finish it. Come and get some.
I only got to the first D.
I had an addendum on that. This is Red Redneckie, the redneck comedian. Mama gave me a book on ADD. Only read one page. Couldn't stop thinking about crawdad stew. Come and get some.
Okay.
All right.
I like that punch up.
Much better.
I'm Red Redneckie, the redneck comedian. Told Mama I was going to donate my car to charity. She said, Redneckie, where are you going to sleep? Come and get some. It should be red.
Oh, he sleeps in the car.
It shouldn't be red.
I'm breaking down each joke and clarifying.
Okay, how about this one? I'm Red Redneckie, the redneck comedian. Met a recluse woman on Tinder. She gave me hermit crabs. Come and get some.
Okay. Hermit crab. It's a thinker, and you're not used to thinking during Red Redneckie.
Okay. Here's a non-thinker. Okay. I'm Red Redneckie, the redneck comedian. Told Mama one day I'll have a trophy wife. She'll look like a moose. Come and get some.
Moose, yeah.
Okay. All right.
These are a little more thought out, so we're not ready exactly.
I'm Red Redneckie, the redneck comedian. My last girlfriend was a treasure, so I buried her. Come and get some.
Okay. Good job. Are we still going?
Oh, no. Now let's go. Here's Chris's joke. Chris Reels wrote it. Anyone could write.
They're not reading them. You're reading.
Do you want to read it?
Okay, you read it, Dan.
Okay. I'm Red Redneckie, the redneck comedian. I took my mama to the grocery store. She picked up two russet potatoes and said, these remind me of your daddy's balls. I said, they're that big? She said, no, just that dirty. Come and get some.
Oh, Chris!
And they cost 99 cents.
I know. Okay, well, that's funny. Chris is the best, yeah.
Good job, Bubbles. Good job, Bubs.
Do you have any joke that you're doing you want to do for us? You don't have to, put you on the spot. One of your favorites. Do one of your best jokes.
One of my latest newer jokes is I had to close out my account at the sperm bank. It was getting zero interest.
It was getting zero interest.
Zero interest. And then your delivery. Your catch thing is womp.
That's it. That's
after
funny.
Every joke he does that, and when Larry opens for you, the whole audience starts doing that.
Yeah, Felipe does it. I did that when I was going to eighth grade. I used to walk to school, and there's like a this bird, and every time I'd walk by the tree, just go meh like that. He sounded like Edward G. Robinson. So I just started doing that forever. Now I don't know why, but it seems to get laughs.
Oh, he gets laughs all right. I have to tell the sound man, cut the mic, get him off. Give him the light.
Yeah, if he kills, get rid of him.
If Bobby Lee's killing, you get him off. All right, Larry. Well, we're going to go look at some
impressions.
So
we're closing out with impressions. We're already
Larry Bubbles Brown, everybody. All right. Well,
good job.
Talk soon. Thanks,
easy,
buddy.
Greg. Easy, okay, easy. Let him hang up the phone, and then the guy comes on. Okay, this is the part we do impressions. We should ask for something next week. Something else, but we'll do them for now. Okay, so let's see. Here's one. We don't know what the impression is, but we're going to watch it and analyze.
We like impressions.
Superfly@odyssey.com. Send in impressions at superfly@odyssey.com. A-U-D.
Okay.
What's up, Spadoodle? Dana. Here's a character. He's called Bitter Blind Guy. and he's mad at everything. Bitter blind guy's walking down the street, neighbors coming. Beautiful day, isn't it? How the fuck would I know?
And he folds up his cane.
If you all want. I'm actually blind, so that helps a little bit.
Oh, I like it better.
Keller leaving a burning building. So there's a fire, you know, alarms, sirens going off. People are leaving, and Helen's just. Helen Keller leaving.
I thought he's blind. I thought he's going to yell, guys, it smells like a fire.
Is he really blind?
Before you annihilate him, go ahead.
I think so, because he tried to disarm us by pretending he was blind. He goes, but
oh, I am really blind.
Yeah, I really
the
am.
The way he folded that stick was pretty smooth, too, so he must have done it.
Yeah. Okay, so we love him. That's awesome.
I didn't get it. So he says, here's a blind guy walking by fire. I thought the joke would be, it's clearly a fire. Then he smells and goes, that smoke. You guys, there's a fire. But everyone knows because it's. They see it.
He just put them blind that they would just walk into the fire? Was that the...
It's
they're
complex.
Just like, ah. This I like the first one when he got mad.
Yeah. I understood it.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next? Even though we're going
Evan
along.
Evan Galpert.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for everything you've
done. Is this
done.
A hostage
I love you both immensely. Thank you for the podcast. And... join me for a little theater of the mind as we head to the 17th floor of 30 Rockefeller Plaza in the early 1990s on a Wednesday morning for a conversation with Adam Sandler and Norm Macdonald.
Okay.
Hey, Norma. Lauren said he wanted me to come up with something for update, and the table reads in like an hour, but I got one idea, all right? All right, buddy. Show me what you got there. Okay, I think I'm going to come in as an old lady, and I'm going to be wearing a long wig and glasses, and I'm going to talk to the children like this, and then I'm going to start getting real crazy, and I'm going to lose my mind, and then all of a sudden I'm the children and everybody. What do you think? I don't know what you think of that. Yeah, I see what you're doing there with the yelling and the wig and the old lady and stuff. I just don't think it's funny.
Thank you. That's just a shtick. I know they loved each other. I know they were both hilarious.
Thank you for clarifying. That's just
good.
A shtick. Yeah, go ahead.
He was good.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. It was fine. I mean, Norm is sort of an easier one because it's Canadian, but I do like his ending where he didn't like. That's kind of, I didn't see that coming, where he didn't like Adam's impression.
Right.
Or his sketch.
Oh, I thought everyone does that. Right. Character.
He kind of went high, which is good. Where he,
yeah,
it's when he does those times. Sometimes he goes high. That was a good ending. I think that's it, Dan. Any final thoughts? Are we okay?
19 minutes of extra work. That's not like us.
But thanks for watching. We won't make it any worse. Okay, bye guys.
Bye bye.
This has been a presentation of Odyssey. Superfly is executive produced by Dana Carvey and David Spade, Charlie Finan of Brillstein Entertainment, Jenna Weiss-Berman of Odyssey, Heather Santoro, and Greg Holtzman. Hope you liked it. Mm-hmm.